Hey, welcome back, Renegades. So today's episode is something that I want to start calling cosmic conversations. There are things that we want to talk about on this podcast that are beyond the things that you normally talk about in your everyday-to-day life. And that's probably an understatement. But considering where we're going, I think we have to start exploring some of the things that are not exactly orthodox and aren't exactly things that maybe you can research and find answers for it. Not externally, at least, right? They're more of a go within and see if it resonates for you or if it doesn't. And that's okay too. So that's what I ask you to come into this episode with, is just an open mind, a zest for exploration and excitement to see where this journey takes you. Not necessarily that you need to believe everything that is dropped here, but just be open to it and see what comes out of it, right? And so it's a call out to those of you who consider yourself starseeds, indigos, energy healers, energy workers, empaths, those of you who just feel the energies around you and you have that quantum feel to you, something beyond what we see in the everyday world. And so if that's you and if that resonates, then join me in this conversation. Let's talk about why are we here, especially why are we here during this time? And of course, we'll talk about where we come from too. Not that I have all the answers. Let's just explore this together and share the information that we all have. So if that sounds interesting to you, then let's jump right in. My dear fellow humans, we have been enslaved. We've been indoctrinated and conditioned to follow the status quo and live in accordance to societal expectations that we never agreed to or signed off on, but unconsciously obeyed. This is the matrix we have lived in for far too long. The good news is we are undergoing a massive awakening where we're discovering that we no longer have to play by these rules. We can revoke our consent and opt out. If you feel like you've been activated and want to break free from this matrix and stand in your divine sovereignty, then you've come to the right place, my friend. It's time to unleash your inner rebel, tap into your divine guidance, and rediscover your unstoppable power. This is how we escape the prison of the oppressors and expand our consciousness in the process. Join me on this journey. Let us explore this ascension together. Welcome to Renegade Revolution Radio, liberating humanity one podcast at a time. Let's dive deep, Renegades. Hello and welcome back, Renegades. Last episode, we talked about the human body and what it is comprised of and how we are as a multidimensional being, right? We went into the four types of bodies that, you know, I've come to grips with, which is like the mental, the emotional, the physical, and the spiritual or the soul. And every time that I talk about that, inevitably, the next question that comes next is, well, why are we here? And so if you haven't listened to that last episode, I definitely recommend that one before we jump into this one. But on this episode, that is what I want to explore. Why are we here? How did we get here? When we're talking about something like this, I always say, take what resonates and leave the rest. What is true for me might not be true for you. I'm not saying I have it all figured out. We have amnesia on this planet, and I talked a little bit about why that happens on the last episode as well. So we're all remembering. We're all in a state of remembering. And so everybody's at a different level and no one's better than the other. We're just figuring this out as we go, right? In the last few years, as I've gone into my spiritual journey, different knowledge has been unlocked. And this is not derived outside of me. This is from within that it is. And we talked about the within on the last episode, that it's actually a dimension. So all of this knowledge that has been unlocked for me has definitely come from having some stillness, doing some meditation. It's come directly from source. That's who I've asked for this information from. And it's just crazy because there is a saying, I think it was Esther Hicks, Abraham Hicks, that said, ask and it is given. Somebody also told me it's in the Bible. Either way, the sentiment of asking for what you want, especially with like pure intention. Now, I know you can still do it with bad intention and probably get what you want still too, but we have a lot of creative energy and we have a lot of creative power. And if we truly want to know something, if we have a deep desire and intention to know something, if we ask and allow ourselves to receive it, we really will get the information that we desire. So if you're going through that phase right now where you really want to know, like, who are you really? Where are you from? I recommend making an intention for that because you might unlock different information for yourself. On this episode, I am going to share with you the information that was unlocked for me. Let's start off with the most obvious question, and that comes after we talk about who we are and the multidimensional aspects of us as a human. The next question is always, where are we from? Before, why are we here? Where are we from? And my very simple answer to that has become very clear in the last few years, is that we are from God. We can complicate it and make it more than what it is. But for me, when I went through this awakening, right, it was very obvious that we come from God. Once upon a time, all there was God, the consciousness of God, right? And what happened is there was an expansion of this consciousness, right? An expansion of this energy. And as that expansion happened, the whole entity that was blast out into all of space and time. It's so incomprehensible, but you've heard of this, the Big Bang Theory, right? They talk about this in science. Science, it only wants to explain what it knows, and the spiritual aspect of things and the God aspect of things is lost on scientists and research, right? But for me, I have a deep knowing that that Big Bang Theory was actually the energy and the consciousness of God expanding out into all of time and all of space. And so some of that blasted out and became planets. Some of it blasted out and became suns. Some became stars. And some of that became a light entity and what you can call a star seed, if you've ever heard the term of star seed. And so that light entity that came from God is what we are. So in our essence, that is what we are, is just a light, you know, not just because that's huge, but that is why I say that we have a light body that's eternal. That is what we are at our essence. So right now, what you see in this physical form is that unlimited, like infinite light body that has descended down into physical matter. And that is what we see in this 3D world, is we see the physical manifestation of that light body. However, our essence resides multidimensionally. So while our physical manifestation is here in this 3D space, we have different bodies that exist in different dimensions all at once. And I know that's huge and that's meta and that's sometimes incomprehensible because we have been limited down so much that we believe everything revolves around this physical existence. But those of us that are on this awakening and ascension path, we are starting to wake up to our multidimensionality. And so our essence is that of which the stars are made of and not what God is made of, right? Because we are one. And I think I said this in the last episode, but the way that I look at this is as though God is the ocean and we are just a tiny molecule of that ocean. Still important, still significant, but we are part of the whole. We are one with our source creator. And so that is why I sometimes will refer to us, all of humans, all living humans, as star seeds, because that's what we are. The same material that the cosmos is made out of, that is what we are, star seeds. So the planets as well are part of this expansion of the consciousness of the one creator source, right? Our ultimate creator source. Planets are also part of that. So planets also have their own essence, right? And that's why I call Mother Earth Mother, because I know that the essence of planet Earth is feminine in essence, right? And remember, when I talk about feminine and masculine, I'm talking about energy, not gender as we see it. So that's what the planets are. The planets are also their own consciousness. And so all of the planets are like schools. The point of the expansion, the Big Bang, right, was that source creator expanded the consciousness for the consciousness to experience itself individuated. Does that make sense? So all of creation was one at one point, and when it expanded from the one, the point of all of the consciousness is to experience life, experience itself, individuated from source, but still connected to source. So even the planets have their own mission and their own purpose. So the planets, though, they serve as our schools. So we, as our light bodies, as our star seeds. We choose which school we want to go to learn whatever lessons we need to learn for our soul evolution. So when we broke apart from source, right, when we were individuated away from source, we are still source, but we are not the complete, right? We are part of it. And so when that individuation happens, we have free will as a divine source in itself, right? We have free will. With that free will, we can choose to do whatever we want to do, live however we want to live. And that is something we were granted by source, because the point of our soul, of our individual version, is that we work in alliance or in accordance to divine law and get back to that wholesome, completed version. Our soul evolves enough that it eventually will be back one with source, if that makes any sense. And so that's the whole point of going to these schools, is that we go and we have these experiences, we experience life, we see what decisions we make, we use our free will. And hopefully the point is that we use our free will in accordance with the divine will. And that's the whole point of our soul journey. That is why we're here. So we are here on Earth as part of Earth School to learn lessons, to experience life as part of our soul evolution plan. Now, I will say Earth's a little different. Earth's a little different from the other planets. So on the other planets, this is how ideally it's supposed to work, right? As your starseed self, you choose which planet you want to go to so that you can learn the lessons that are available there on that planet. Now, when you incarnate, because you're a starseed, remember, so that when you make yourself into physical matter, now some of these other planets have different physical matter. That's another story for a different day. But when you incarnate into these planets, you don't forget everything. The way ideally it works is that you still have all your memory. You know why you're there. You know that you're connected to source. You know the divine laws, the cosmic laws. You know everything that your soul's supposed to know so that your soul can evolve. There's no point in wiping your memory, because that's not the point of all of this. You know, like, we're not, source isn't trying to make the game harder on us, right? We're supposed to know that we're playing in a game. We're supposed to know what the objective of the game is. We're supposed to know our purpose, okay? All of this stuff we're supposed to know. Now, why do we not know that on Earth? Well, if you listen to my last episode, I talk a little bit about the dark forces, which I don't even know if I want to call them dark. It's just, there are forces out there that do not want us to evolve as souls. They have a different agenda, and their agenda isn't in alignment with our source's agenda. So our source, where we all come from, the agenda, or the, I wouldn't even call it an agenda, but the purpose was for us to experience ourselves and hopefully come back to source, because that's the ultimate goal for all of us. And then there are those who broke off from that and decided that that's not what they want. They actually want the opposite to happen. So the de-evolution of a soul. So their agenda is the opposite of what our natural agenda is. So they have different desire and outcome and plan. And so what happened is that Earth and our solar system here in the Milky Way used to be part of a bigger solar system. It used to be part of a natural and organic solar system where the planets are in proper alignment, nobody's tilted, there's no asteroid belt, because our asteroid belt is actually a planet that was destroyed, and that's why it's there. And like I said, please take what resonates with this and just leave what doesn't, because I know that these concepts, we don't have proof of them, right? So if you're a person who loves proof, I can't provide that for you. You know, you just have to kind of go within and ask yourself and ask source to lead you if this is for you. And if you feel like this is truth to you, take it. And then if you don't, just leave it. That's okay. I'm not married to anybody believing the same things as I believe. I am not even closed off to listening to a different perspective and taking on adapting that knowledge, because I know, just like I'm telling you, you might have amnesia. I know I do too. And I know I'm recovering from that amnesia and slowly unlocking different knowledge. We were part of a bigger solar system. And so what happened on that solar system, I'm still not 100% clear about, but what I know for sure is that there was some type of conflict that broke up that system basically. And so our solar system fell from that solar system. So that solar system was organic and laid out in accordance to divine will, right? And so everything worked properly in the way that it should. When we fell from that, now our solar system, it's missing a planet, you know, it's had a planet that's been destructed, we're tilted, we're in a fallen system, okay? And so what that means is that our tether to source isn't as efficient as if we were on a planet or a solar system that is natural and organic. Then our connection with our source would be a lot stronger. We're in a fallen system, so the connection is a little bit weaker. Not to say you can't have it. I'm just saying I believe for sure it's definitely weaker than organic solar systems, okay? So those that don't want us to evolve, they're part of the reason why our solar system fell. And so what they've done is they have taken on Earth as their own. They've taken on this whole solar system as their own. What that's done to Earth is it's made Earth a prison planet. So our souls, as they go to other planets that are in an organic or a natural solar system, our memory isn't wiped. We don't have amnesia. We're very connected to Source. We are one with Source, actually. We know our purpose. We know our mission. We're clear-headed. And then the system, in an organic system, the system isn't built against us, okay? It's built for our growth and expansion as a consciousness. And so on Earth, since the invaders invaded it, the ones that don't want us to evolve, they've turned this planet into a prison planet where when we come into this planet, when we incarnate into this planet, our memory is wiped. So we're in a state of amnesia, and it's up to us to, now I'm not saying we don't have assistance from our galactic or our cosmic teams. There are teams of people that help us. Anytime a soul incarnates into Earth, especially a soul here on a mission. So let me backtrack. There are souls that are trapped on this prison planet that have been trapped here for years. They are stuck in a reincarnation cycle, right? Even some of us starseeds that are here on a mission to help with the ascension of Earth, we've become stuck in the reincarnation cycle as well. Nobody realizes how hard it is here on this planet until you get here. But we know we're coming into a challenge. So since this planet is fallen, since this planet is a prison planet, in other dimensions, higher dimensions, the souls know that, the starseeds that are there, your soul, you know, the higher level of your being knows that this planet is under prison control. The oppressors of the ascension, those that don't want us to evolve, those with the opposite agenda of ours, they have had this planet under their control for a very, very, very long time. So they know us better than we know ourselves. They know when we're coming in here, especially those of us that are intuitive. If you've been referred to or you consider yourself an indigo soul, if you consider yourself a light worker, if you're an energy healer, if you're an empath, if you are energetically sensitive, that means you've been unlocking your powers. That means your soul has evolved far enough that in this lifetime, you have tapped into your innate abilities that will help you with your ascension and possibly help others around you with their ascension. We're still mind wiped when we come here and we unlock it as we go. And some people, when they come here, can unlock it very quickly. And some people, it might take a whole lifetime to unlock it. And then they got to come back here again. You know, so we know that this is a reincarnation cycle that's here on this planet. We know that it's under opposition control. We know that they mind wipe us. We know that they know us better than we know ourselves. We know that they have us tagged so that when we incarnate here, they know that we've come onto this planet, okay? We know that they control a lot of the water supply, the food supply, the air supply. Everything that they are doing, everything that they control, they've tainted it so that it works against us rather than in our favor. So that's why this is a prison planet, because elsewhere, now there are other fallen systems. Earth is the hardest, but there are other fallen systems. And it's the same on those fallen systems as well. However, an organic system doesn't work against us, it works for us. Our souls knew that it was going to be hard coming here. You know, they know what's going on here. They know that it's, you know, under this crazy control. They know about the amnesia. So I say this to you because as hard as life on this planet is, the fact that your soul knew what it was getting into when it came here, maybe didn't know all the ins and outs, right? But it knew that this was going to be a challenge. It knew that it might get stuck in this reincarnation cycle. It knew that it might fall from the connection to Source. It knew that it might be stuck here, you know, that it might have amnesia, that actually it knew it would have amnesia. So the fact that your soul is here during this time means that your soul is one badass motherfucker. There is no other way that I can say it besides that. And once you start to realize that, your power is just going to grow and grow and grow. You're going to unlock your knowledge because you can stand in your free, sovereign self and say, regardless of what this life throws at me, it's not going to deter me from my mission, right? It's not going to stop me from the evolution of my soul, which is why I'm here. Because just by you focusing on your evolution, you are doing a huge service to humanity as a whole. Let's talk a little bit more. Your starseed, your indigo, lightworker, energy healer, deep empath, those of you that are energetically sensitive, okay? Let's talk about you a little bit more. Why are you here? In the next episode, we're going to get into ascension and awakening more so that we can get into really big details about that. But the reason why you're here is because you are helping in this current ascension cycle of planet Earth. In the next episode, we'll talk more about why we're in an ascension cycle, but basically we are in something called an ascension cycle where we as a planet, as humanity, we are breaking free from this imprisoned state, okay? We are freeing ourselves so that us as humans can be free, our souls can be free, the planet herself can be free. There has been an eviction notice to those who control the planet currently, who have that agenda that does not want us to evolve, right? They have been asked to leave, so they're getting the boot. But it's going to take some work from us as humans. We're not just sitting here waiting for somebody to come save us. We've got to start saving ourselves and breaking ourselves free from that imprisoned, enslaved mentality and mindset. Okay. And we'll talk more about that whole process, the ascension and the awakening, in the next episode. But if you listened to my last episode and you heard me talk about that 100th monkey effect, the reason why I mentioned that story was because of the term critical mass. When humanity, us as humans, when enough of us start to become awakened and activated and reconnected with source, we as humanity are going to hit that critical mass where just by the fact that you are waking up and your neighbors are waking up, we're going to, as a collective, wake up out of this intentionally induced deep slumber. Like I mentioned before, they, the oppressors of the awakening, know us better than we know ourselves. So they know exactly what to do. They've slowly incorporated so many different weapons, silent weapons against us so that we won't awake. So those of you who are listening to this episode, you are awake for a reason. You're this wave of souls that are awakened. You can see things, even if you don't see it clearly, even if you don't know exactly what your mission is yet, even if you don't know how you're helping the collective, just by being you, you are helping the collective. And that's important for you to remember because at a time like this, where it looks like the outside world is collapsing and the world is going to hell in a handbasket, right? As much as it appears to be so, you can't let it knock you off your game because you, by the sole fact that you're listening to this episode, you're helping the awakening. So you've got to continue to focus on you and not let that outside world knock you off your game, okay? You have a mission and you'll have to unlock that mission for yourself. All of our mission, people think when you say you have a mission, like you're going to go save the world as one person. That's not necessarily true. Maybe your mission is that you are a hairdresser, okay? And you're an awakened hairdresser. And just by you holding your awakened state, everyone who comes into your hair salon is getting a little piece of that. And you're activating them just by your words, just by being yourself, right? So don't worry about like, oh, I need to find out what is my mission. I got to go be president. Nope, that might not be your mission. Don't worry about that. Just continue down your own path. Worry about your own awakening. Don't worry, but like focus on your own awakening. Focus on yourself. Learn how to master yourself. Learn how to free yourself and your mindset. And as you do that, just by being you, you are going to help activate and unlock a lot of people around you. That's why you're here right now. You are like an anchor and you're anchoring your frequency wherever you're at. And that is expanding and having like a rippling effect, right? Just like, let's listen to my last episode on that 100th monkey. I'm telling you, that's the reason I shared that story with you. You don't have to be anything other than yourself, okay? But you do have to be yourself and you can't let anyone take that away from you. That's the important part. So don't stress about it, you know, just tap into your heart space, follow the guidance that you're internally receiving. Make sure you let it be known. I'm going to have a separate episode on dark arts training. And why I'm calling it that is because the other side, the oppressors of our awakening, when you start to get activated as an empath, starseed, lightworker, energy healer, whatever you want to call yourself, as you start to get activated even more, and as you start to use your voice or your words or your memes, however you're communicating with the world, whenever you start to use that and you start to communicate what you know in your heart, the dark side's gonna come for you. And that's not to instill any fear in you, because just know that your power is much, much stronger than theirs, okay? However, I do want to share with you some tips and tricks on things that you can do to protect your light, to protect yourself. So I will have an episode on that. If you have questions, let me know. You can always contact me. Show notes should have links, and you know, you can always find me on IG at Entrepreneur Sarah for now, but you can always send me your questions so I can add them into these episodes. But I've had so many spiritual people who have awakened and are like, well, now I feel like I'm being deceived because everyone's coming and telling me they can help me unlock my DNA, activate my DNA. What is it called when they, removal of your chakras, you know, or whatever it's called, where you take off your chakra cones so that have like your full chakra cones. I don't even know the names of some of the things that people are doing, but just know that the majority of that stuff, first of all, you don't have to get anyone else to do it. Second of all, some things you don't want anybody else to touch, like your Akashic, I'd be real. I would not just trust anybody with that. I wouldn't trust anybody with activating your DNA. All of that, I will put that on a separate episode. But you got to start protecting once you know that this is who you are. If you're awake right now, if you're listening to this, okay, you have to know that your DNA is so powerful. Your light is so powerful. Your energy is so powerful. Even when you feel like it's not, trust me, it is. Okay. So you've got to start protecting that at all costs. I tell some of my people, because like money is something that everybody can understand on this planet. If you had a suitcase and it had like $20 million in it, would you go and just leave it, you know, in your car and then, you know, go into the store? Or would you trust some person on the internet to hold it for you? No, you wouldn't, you know, because it's precious to you. You're way more precious than $20 million, right? You're more precious than anything. Your DNA is, your energy is, everything about you is. So you have to protect yourself at all costs, at all costs. You know, that's got to be a number one goal for you, because we need you here. We need you as part of this team that's working on this mission together. And so you're not alone. People always, during this part, they always want to know, like, how do I know for sure? How do I know for sure? How do I know that I'm a starseed or an empath or energy healer on this mission? First of all, you can know for sure because you can just go within and ask and see if it resonates with you. See if the things I'm saying to you resonates, right? But if you want, because I know it's helpful, let me give you some things that are kind of like, I wouldn't say how you know that you are on this mission, or how you know that you're awakened, or how you know that you're a starseed, an empath, indigo, whatever, right? And I wouldn't say indigo, because indigo is a little different. So there's more on that. So that's a little bit deeper than this. This is a starseed call out, a light worker, energy healer, deep empath, right? Here are some of the telltale signs of how we might be feeling during this time. So one, we might not like it here. Let's be honest, you know, we might not like it here. We might have times where we're just like, man, why am I here? Did I really sign up for this? Like, I don't want to be here. We don't like the violence here. We don't like the hate. We don't like the misery. We don't like how easily triggered people are, how emotional some people are about nothing. You know, it seems like nothing to us, right? Their feelings are valid, but it feels like too much for us, right? We don't like when people are easily triggered and offended. We don't like things out of order or ugly stuff, right? We like a little bit more order, a little bit more beauty. And that's because we've been on other planets. So most of us here that are empaths and stuff like that, we've chosen this as a mission. Our souls are pretty advanced, you know? Even if you think you're a young soul, even a young soul is super old, right? You know, it's funny because people always say like, oh, that's a young soul. Well, a young soul, I feel like, I don't know, could be millions of years old, hundreds of thousands at least. What is young, right? What is old? Yeah, those souls that are here for this awakening that we're going through and that are on this mission, I mean, your soul's pretty advanced, because otherwise, if it couldn't handle this stress, it wouldn't have chosen to reincarnate during this time. We're here on this time because your soul is pretty brave, is pretty courageous, and is pretty advanced. So give yourself some credit for that. Because of that, that means you've had a lot of experiences, you've incarnated on other planets and other planets that are following natural divine order, right? That are organic, that have not been invaded. There's beauty, there's order, there's no hate, there's no polarity. People get along. People know that they're on their soul mission. So they're focused on their soul mission. There's more creative energy, you know, on this planet because they've enslaved us. What they've done is like, they've got this, like you're born, you're indoctrinated, you work, you die. You know what I mean? That's how they do it on this planet. And you don't have that in other planets. You don't have to work to survive on other planets. You know what I mean? You work, you have work, and you know, your work is something that you enjoy. You're following your passion. You're following your inspiration. You're not working for the fact of making money and surviving, because survival is a birthright. So on other planets that are following organic law, you don't have to worry about survival. You don't have to worry about a dwelling or food and all that stuff, because it's, you have all that stuff because that's your birthright. You know, you're not indebted. You're not in any kind of debt. You're not enslaved. So in this planet we are, you know, you don't have like a bunch of health problems and stuff like that. Health problems are because of all of the silent weapons that are being used against us on this planet. Humans, as light beings, we're supposed to live a lot longer than this. Even if you study old texts, like beneath the pyramids, you know, they have like old Sumerian texts. I want to say we've only translated like something small, like 15 to 20% of what's down there. And when you study that kind of stuff, there are so many people who have written on it that have said, what is his name? Something Sitchin. I forget his first name, but he, you know, he wrote a book. He wrote lots of books. He translated a lot of those Sumerian texts during that time, which is an ancient civilization, right? I don't know when they were around, but a long time ago. It is definitely BC. They would write about their kings that would sit in a throne for 10,000 years. That's crazy. And that's not just one or two times. I mean, that's a lot of the kings during that time, or the leaders, whatever you wanted to call them. I don't know if they called them kings, but they would be on the throne for tens of thousands of years. So that just shows, you know, I mean, we've been indoctrinated. They tell us that we have lived, you know, that we're evolving as humans, but that's not the truth. The truth is we're devolving. Is that a word? Yeah. We're not really evolving, right? Because they're using their silent weapons against us, which is actually making us not live as long as we could live. And even those of us that live a long time, towards the end or at some point, there's a lot of health issues that come along with it, with aging and stuff like that. And that's not organic. It's not the way it's supposed to be. It's manipulated. So that's probably why we don't like it here, because we've been other places that are organic and we know that it's not such a struggle. There's not so much misery. You know what I mean? So I think all of us have maybe come to a point where we've thought like, man, I wish I could go back home, or I wish things were different here, or why am I here? Or this can't be all there is to this life. You know, thoughts like that, not necessarily suicidal. Although I will say, I do think that some indigos that are deeply empathic, that are deep empaths, might even have considered suicide. Not that I recommend that for anybody, but it can be hard if you feel like you're in this alone. If this is you, please seek help immediately. Another thing is you don't feel like you fit in. You probably, even if you've gotten really good at fitting in, it's work for you and it probably takes a little bit of your energy away. So when you go away from the crowd or wherever you've been, you probably need to recharge, you know, or spend a lot of time alone in order to get back to harmony again. You know, even in your family, if, you know, growing up, you might have always felt like the black sheep, or you just might not be on the same level as the rest of the members in your family. You know, maybe you don't get along too well with your parents, or if you're diplomatic, maybe you've sucked that up and you're cordial with them, but it's not the close relationship that you feel like you should have with a parent, you know? And that's because, like I said, a lot of us are old souls. And so sometimes our parents are younger souls than us and haven't evolved on a soul level, you know, so we can sense that, you know, so sometimes it might not feel like they're a true parental figure for you. And that just comes along with the advanced level of our soul. And, you know, sometimes the parents that we incarnate to aren't like that. We'll have to talk about reincarnation on a different day, because there's a lot I can say on there, but I'm trying not to go on a tangent like I usually do. So another indication that you might be in this group is that you might not be a fan of authority, especially unfair practices. You know, you might be a rule breaker. You might be a rule follower if the rules make sense. But if the rules don't make sense, you might still follow them, because if you've been indoctrinated a little bit and haven't broke free from that. However, you're going to maybe have some resentment if you are following the rules. But for the majority of us, we probably don't follow rules that we don't agree with. We probably bend them or downright break them. Some of us that don't care about a confrontation will just blatantly do it. And some that, you know, have learned to be a little bit more diplomatic since we're living here on this planet, you might be a little bit more discreet in your rule breaking. But you're a disruptor. You're here to disrupt the status quo. So you might be disruptive in your day-to-day life, you know, and just the little things that you do that you don't feel like you should follow a certain order, because the order here does not make sense to you. And that makes sense because you follow divine order and organic order, and we are on an inorganic planet. That might be very much the case. You know, you're a change maker, you're a pioneer, even though sometimes you don't want to be. You might just want somebody else to develop whatever you're thinking of, or create what you know the planet needs. But if nobody else does it, because your ideas are so innovative, you know, you might step in and do it yourself, or you might delegate it off. You're extremely intuitive, you know, even if you don't know it, even if you don't really think about that yet, because you haven't become mindful enough to realize how intuitive you are. It's innate. So you're just intuitive by nature, even if you haven't really brought awareness to it. Another sign that you could be part of this group is that being in nature instantly makes you feel better. You have a connection to nature and you find nature healing and you feel like nature brings you back into harmony. I feel like that's actually all humans, not just part of this light worker group. But for us, I think we feel it a lot more just because we feel everything a lot more. And so nature restores some of that balance within us and reactivates our life force energy that can be drained living in this planet. I think I might have already said, yeah, you feel drained in large crowds. People are drawn to you because of your frequency and your magnetic field. People are really drawn to you. It could be both ways, actually. So some people are going to be really drawn to you and they'll tell you everything as if like you've known each other forever, which is why some of us have problems being in large crowds, because we either, one, haven't established boundaries very well, or two, we're just very deeply empathic. So we really, really feel that, and it's heavy. And then sometimes the opposite is that sometimes people will attack you and you didn't even do anything to them. You might not even know them that well, or you could know them very well, but it's just that your frequency is at such a level that you're going to disrupt people whose frequencies might be a lot lower than yours. And remember, lower doesn't mean better or not anything like that. I think there's a saying, it's like the light in you disrupts the darkness in others. And so it is kind of like that, where as you heal, as you hold a certain frequency, as you become more abundant, get out of scarcity, get out of survival, people who are living on those frequencies where they're in survival, they're of a scarcity mindset, they're living in fear, they are suppressing their truth, they're living a lie, they're putting on a facade, your essence is going to irritate them. And so that's why sometimes you might get attacked, even though you haven't really done anything, but just by you being you, it's intrusive to those who are not being true to themselves. So we might get that sometimes. And so, I mean, these are just some of the signs. There's plenty more. You might not fit all of these, and that's okay. If you identify as a light worker, if you know deep inside that you're on a bigger mission, if this calls to you in any way, then you are one. You don't have to have any of these signs. These, you know, I'm just sharing some of these with you as things that I've noticed, but your signs could be totally different. The main point is that you are here on a mission and that your mission is to anchor the frequency. So the way that we can do that, we're here to help. And we came here to help this planet through this ascension and the awakening, which we're going to talk more about on the next episode. We're helping the expansion of the consciousness on this planet in our own way, you know, in our own unique way. There's no pressure or anything like that to find out what your own unique way is, because like I said before, just you being you, you will discover it if you haven't already. The way to best get to this is to heal yourself, and then it will become very clear as to what your mission is. We as these starseeds, these indigos, these light workers, these energetically intuitive people, when we come here, like I mentioned before, those who don't want humanity to evolve, they know that we're here. And so what they will do is they will create things in our life, whether it's childhood, adulthood, whenever, right? They will create little hardships in our lives. Those are put in place to keep us from our mission, right? From our evolution, from remembering, from unlocking. As we're healed, we unlock the knowledge. That's why people ask me, how do I know things like this? Because as I've healed myself, I've unlocked some knowledge. But I'm telling you, they will put trauma in your life intentionally to keep you from unlocking that knowledge, right? Many of us have maybe had a tough childhood, you know, whether it's abuse, physical, emotional, sexual, you know, sexual energy is huge. So if they can get to you sexually, they will do it. And it could not even be in childhood. You could be in a relationship with a narcissist that's taken some of your sexual energy. There are so many ways. I can't even list all the ways, but they will put trauma in our lives, you know, bad relationships with family, anything that they can put, because when they put this trauma in place, it creates trauma bonds. And those trauma bonds, they siphon our life force energy. And as long as our energy is siphoned and not at full capacity, then it's harder for us to heal and it's harder for us to access our natural abilities, you know, our gifts. And the knowledge of the mission that we're on. So that's why I say the biggest thing that you can do right now is to heal yourself, because as you become healed, you will unlock more knowledge, and then you will know exactly what your mission is, exactly what your next step is, even if the whole plan isn't drawn out, right? And as you heal, just naturally, your frequency will help the frequency of the collective, and your personal energy, the energies that you put out into the world, they have a ripple effect. They're so potent. They're so strong. That's why you're here. So it's real important for you to manage your energy above all else. On that note, I'll let it go here because I don't want to keep you for an hour. Thank you for listening to this episode. If any of this resonates, first of all, reach out to me. You know the way to reach out to me. And thank you for being here on this planet during this time. It takes a lot of courage and strength to go through something this challenging. And so thanks for being here. Thanks for doing the work. Thanks for awakening. Thanks for exploring this journey. Join me next time as we go deep into all things awakening and ascension. And let's continue having these conversations that help elevate the intelligent consciousness of this planet. And until next time, rest, recover, and recharge, renegades. Hey, Renegade, thanks for listening. If you like what you're hearing here on Renegade Radio, do me a favor and help me get the word out to our fellow renegades searching for community. I'd greatly appreciate you dropping me a 5-star review. Then share your favorite episode on social and be sure to tag me so I can thank you. Let's get this renegade revolution started and help liberate humanity one podcast at a time.